Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Do please read the couple of announcements that are in the bulletin. There are a few things to look forward to as we get into some of the later end of April, or excuse me, of May. So please do read those announcements. As we gather this morning, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, alleluia. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Thank you. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our merciful Father, the God who alone makes minds of the faithful to be of one will, cause your people to love what you have commanded and to desire what you promise, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter is written in the prophet Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is taken from the letter of James, chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of our Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gave his dearest treasure.
myself will be. For you I strive and wrestle. For my end rules and you are. I am who may remain. The foe shall not divide us. Though he will shed my precious blood, me of my life bereaving. All this I suffer for your good. Be steadfast and believing. Life will from death the victory win. My innocence shall bear your sin. And you are blessed forever. Now to my Father I depart, from earth to heaven ascending, and heavenly wisdom to impart, the Holy Spirit sending. In trouble he will comfort you, and teach you always to be true.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many times have you thanked someone who, though they should have been angry with you, instead showed you kindness? How often have you given comfort instead of anger towards someone who has wronged you? In our Old Testament text from Isaiah, we hear about God doing both of these things. Isaiah begins, "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me." Indeed, the Lord had been angry with the Old Testament people of Israel. He was angry with their constant turning away from Him. He was angry in the people continuing to chase after false gods and false idols. Though the Lord God had been faithful to His people since the day He brought them out of Egypt, the people of Israel were anything but faithful to God. And so it was that God was to raise up a nation against Israel, His own people, to discipline them and to bring them back to Himself in repentance. Now, of course, hearing the way in which the people of Israel were unfaithful and rebellious against God is like looking in a mirror. God has every right to be angry with us against our rebellion, against our unbelief and our unfaithfulness to Him. Like the people of Israel, we find ourselves chasing after other gods and idols, and we deserve nothing but God's wrath and anger. We deserve nothing but eternal death and separation from God forever. But like the hearers of Isaiah, there is hope proclaimed to us. And indeed, God was angry with you, and rightly so, because of your sin. But God has turned His anger away from you. not because he's given up on you, not because he has deemed you a lost cause. Indeed, God is a just God. He must punish sin. He cannot just turn his anger away from you and direct it into outer space. The sinner must face judgment. And so it is that God turned his anger away from you, and he turned it toward his Son. God made Jesus to be sin for our sake. That is where God turns his anger for our sin onto his Son at the cross. Because Christ was the object of God's wrath and the bearer of our sins. And because of that, we are now forgiven. We are now righteous and live as the beloved children of God. Rather than condemning us, he comforts us. And so is it too much for us than to thank God, who instead of being angry with us, has given us comfort. Deep down inside, every sinner knows that they are under the wrath of God. It is part of the law that is written on our hearts, part of what our conscience whispers. Now, there will be those who respond by being angry at God, which wouldn't make sense if they didn't think God was already angry at them in the first place. There are those who have reached despair, who are well aware of their guilt and mortality, but don't see any other way to redemption. Such are very aware of God's wrath, but not all of his grace and life. There are those who count on their own good works to appease God's wrath. But that is hardly a guarantee to solve the conscience. There are those who dismiss the existence of God, but are troubled by what they have done in the face of death. Ultimately, the fear of death is the awareness of the wrath of God, even if the person who is dying does not attribute it to him. The wages of sin is death. Death is the judgment upon the sinner. And everyone in this world lives in the shadow of death. It is no small thing, then, that God is not angry with you. The world still lives under the wrath of God. It is not because God desires it, for indeed we are told in the Holy Scriptures he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but would have them turn and live. Those who are under God's wrath are because their sin are still bound to them. And it is still bound to them because they have not yet repented and trusted in God's ability to save them. May it not be so among us. Isaiah in our Old Testament lesson does continue, however. He says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth." This should be the song of joy and thanksgiving that we sing. God has turned his anger away from you. He is your salvation. He is your strength. He is your song. And therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. God is not angry with you. He has turned his anger away from you. And now he comforts you. He is your salvation, your strength, and your song. This is the privilege given to the church, to the people of God, to proclaim the glorious deeds of God. To those who know only guilt, we declare forgiveness in Christ. To those who only see funerals as the end, we proclaim eternal life. For those who fear the wrath of God, we declare that God has turned his wrath away from them onto Christ. And not only that, but now God turns his face to shine upon them, to be gracious unto them. That is the news that we are given by God to proclaim, freedom in Christ from sin and death. Now, to be sure, this is why the devil works overtime, to persecute this proclamation, to make confessing the faith seem like a burden instead of a privilege. Satan wants people under the wrath of God, not forgiven, so that he will try to shut up the church. He will try to make us fear the wrath of man more than the wrath of God, to value our lives and our livelihoods more than eternal life. That is why confessing the faith is, in fact, a difficult thing. But we have a song to sing that proclaims life, that raises from the dead. We sing the song to each other, to encourage each other that God's wrath is turned away, to comfort one another with God's strength and salvation. This is to declare that we are not alone, which is the conclusion of Isaiah's song in our verse in our Old Testament lesson. He says, "Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is your in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." As it was true for all of God's people who have come before you, so it is true for you. You are not alone, and you are certainly not forsaken. The Holy One of Israel is great in your midst. Not with mighty acts of power visible to the human eye. Rather, he works the great miracles of resurrection in holy baptism, so that eternal life is already yours. He works the great miracles of forgiveness and faith within you by the speaking of his words in absolution, by singing of the new song of the gospel. The Holy One of Israel comes in the midst of you, in the body, blood, and all, in with and under the bread and wine, for the forgiveness of your sins. And so the Holy One, Jesus Christ, is in your midst with his song of joy for this life of suffering. He is your comfort. He is your strength. He is your song. And indeed, he is your salvation. He is your salvation because he suffered the wrath for your sin when it was turned upon him. He rose again for you to give you life. That is the song of joy for this life of yours. That in Christ Jesus, all of your sins are indeed forgiven. Indeed, God has turned his wrath away from you. So shout for joy and sing, O inhabitants of Ravenna, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that as we continue to give thanks for you, that you have given us pardon and peace in Christ Jesus. We pray that you would bless this offering so that we may continue in this place to proclaim the good news of joy that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through your divine mercy and goodness, you gave to us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be the sacrifice for our sins, thereby delivering us from the power of death, devil, and eternal damnation. On the third day, Jesus did indeed rise from the dead and did bring forth righteousness, innocence, and eternal life. We pray that you would grant us grace, that by the working of your Holy Spirit in us, we may take deep felt joy and comfort in Christ's holy death and resurrection, and that by it we ourselves may overcome all fear of death. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, continue to give your church faithful pastors to speak your word and to administer your sacraments. Grant that we may be kept in this faith, teach it to our children, and do the good works that show forth our identity as your own children. Grant us righteous in Christ for having been joined with his death and resurrection in holy baptism, that we may be made bold in heart this Easter tide, that we may speak freely of the joy of the resurrection that leads to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, give wisdom to our president, our governor, and all those who are elected or appointed to serve our government in this nation, state, and community. Prosper the work of those who work to bring peace and justice to all places of this world. Protect and defend those who protect and defend us, especially our police and emergency workers and those who serve us in the armed forces. We remember especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle, that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity, and that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you are the giver of all good things. We pray that you would send forth rain upon the earth, that through the abundance of this, we may gather the fruits of this earth and give glory to you. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, it is your joy to give life, and we give you thanks for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon expectant mothers. We remember especially Brittany, Cheyenne, and Johanna. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, teach us to number our days, even as we count the years of life upon earth. Bless those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Brenda, Ashley, James, Quentin, Maggie, Denny, Scott, Dan, Clayton, and Leah. Strengthen their trust in your goodness and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you have been gracious in the giving the gift of marriage. We especially remember Jim and Jan, who celebrate that gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, that they may ever honor and keep their promises, grow in love toward you and love for each other through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have propounded your promise in the crucified and risen flesh of Jesus Christ. Fortify those who suffer in the body and soul through sickness, loneliness, adversity, and trouble. We especially remember our homebound and shut-in, Glenn, Joanne, Eldine, Lee and Linda, Janine, Jeanette, Audrey, Benny, Lenora, and Lois. So also we pray for those whose needs are known to you and who have asked for our prayers. We remember Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Ryan, Hannah, Deb, April, Jason, Blaine, Bev, Christy, Virgil, Karen, Gloria, Harvey, Don, Paul, and Lana. Heal and sustain them according to your gracious will, and deliver them to everlasting life in Christ our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, though we are unworthy of a place at the table of our Lord, you bid us to come and eat of his flesh and blood. Give to us faith, that we may come in repentance to receive this blessed food of everlasting life. Awaken our hearts, remove from us all foreign thoughts, increase our hope, kindle our afflictions, cleanse us from all impurity of sin, and sanctify us wholly, that we may approach your table in cheerful confidence and with a pure mouth, holy heart, and heartfelt desire, partaking of this blessing of life and salvation of our soul. Lord, in your mercy. All these things, O merciful Father, and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially, we are bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sin of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.